I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Akosua Yamwa. In the headlines, veteran politician advocates balance between politics and productive work. Security forces collaborate to fight illegal mining. Chief Justice opens third court of appeal. Zambians vote in general election today. Security crackdown on protesters continue in Yemen. And six Italian scientists face manslaughter charges. First, the summary by Jennifer Adulabi.
An economist and former chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, J.A. Mensa, has bemoaned the extent of time spent on politics at the expense of productive work. Mr. Mensa, who is a veteran politician, admits politics is part of everyday life, but cautions that it's not all there is to life. The Ghana Armed Forces, together with the police, national security and other stakeholders, have embarked on an exercise to stop illegal mining in the country. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Public Relations, Colonel Mbawini Atintandi, said everything possible is being done to ensure that rule of law prevails. A third court of appeal has been opened in Cape Coast. The court will sit for a week once in every month and will serve both the central and western regions. The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Theodora Wood, said the establishment of the new court will reduce the travel limits for litigants in both regions who hitherto travel to Accra to present their appeals. Zambians are going to the polls today for what has been described as a fiercely contested election between incumbent President Rupییah Banda and opposition leader Michael Sata. About 5.2 million people have registered to vote, recording the highest number of voters ever. Meanwhile, thousands of policemen have been deployed to ensure incident-free elections. And security forces in Yemen have killed more than 50 people in 2 days of violence against anti-government protesters. Witnesses say snipers in Sana'a fired from rooftops at protester camp. The opposition says it believes the government is deliberately orchestrating the violence to derail any chance of agreement.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are to serve.
The news in detail. An economist and former chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, J.H. Mensa, has bemoaned the extent of time spent on politics at the expense of productive work. Mr. Mensa, a veteran politician, admits politics is part of everyday life, but cautions that it is not all there is to life. In effect, there must be a balance between politics and economics. Speaking to Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gazy on Dr. Nkrumah's 7-year development plan as Ghana prepares to honor its founding fathers tomorrow, the former senior minister said Osagyefo set the pace in national development planning. He lauded in particular Dr. Nkrumah's devotion to the scientific pursuit of Africa's progress.
Was far ahead of most African governments. We set the pace in national development planning. At that time, we had a lot of reserves accumulated, and cocoa had been holding steady for a long time, so we had a good base for industrialization.
Looking back, do you think Ghana is making any significant progress in its development agenda?
Things are difficult right now. It's not a pleasant time because the world is in doldrums and we are taken down with the world.
What do you think is exactly wrong and what is the way forward?
The architecture of the whole world economy is in trouble. So we are necessarily dragged down with it. But I think that if we stick to a path that is feasible and non-feasible, that is well-defined, I think that we'll make progress.
What advice would you offer African leadership and the ordinary Ghanaian?
We mustn't let politics take too much of our time. We must remember we ought to eat, and making a balance between the politics and the economics, I feel that some of us countries waste too much time on politics for nothing. It's hard work.
How do we blend the two, politics and economics?
Leadership must know what is important and what is not so important.
But do you think we've lost direction?
Well, from time to time, we've tended to play around.
What do we need to do to stay focused?
We need to focus. Stay focused. Right now, in Ghana, we ought to shift our balance a bit. To work. After all, we work for ourselves. Work for our children, our grandchildren.
Talk of work, but I do hear of work and happiness, as Kwame Nkrumah used to say.
But you've got to mix it in with a bit of happiness, but not too much. You can spend all your time being happy, and then you have nothing to eat. So, Ghana is a great country, and we ought to focus on work, and do it with honesty and dedication. We are allowing too many people to get away with too many things. We must step on the evil things very hard so that the little resources that we have, we can utilize them, and then we'll make progress.
You heard an economist and former chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, J.H. Mensah, in that interview with Rosemary Gazy. For more on how Dr. Nkrumah's seven-year development plan fared, tune in to our current affairs program, Ghana Today, at 3 p.m. A committee set up by the 2008 flagbearer of the CPP, Dr. Parkesi Indum, has come out with some challenges bedeviling the party in its quest to win power, addressing newsmen in Accra. The exploratory committee said the CPP can only impact positively on Ghanaian politics through effective and robust communication and the infusion of the youth into leadership positions of the party at all levels. The committee made some recommendations that it believes will help boost the party's chances of recapturing power. Rosalind Boateng and Juliana Sewa Bunsu sat in at the news conference and have filed this report.
The team said after 5 weeks of interaction with people on the ground, it was revealed that majority of Ghanaians are tired of the NDC and NPP and are looking forward for the CPP to become the next party to win power in Ghana. It was also clear that there is the need for members and leadership of the CPP to be supportive of the party's 2012 parliamentary and presidential campaigns. According to the exploratory committee, Dr. Parkesi Indum has declared his full support for the newly elected national, regional and constituency executives to unite and strengthen the CPP. Dr. Indum, according to the committee, has given assurance that 50 constituencies will be fully resourced with offices and related equipment to make the party efficient and effective. According to the committee, Dr. Indum will also ensure effective education on CPP policies, programs and activities.
A report by Rosalind Boateng and Juliana Sewa Bunsu. The Ghana Armed Forces, the police, national security and other stakeholders have embarked on an exercise to halt illegal mining in the country. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Public Relations, Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Imbawine Atintande, said everything possible is being made to ensure that the rule of law prevails. He gave the assurance that the exercise will be sustained until the practice is stopped. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere on Behind the News.
What happened today, simultaneously, that is in the Eastern region and the Ashanti region, was to allow the soldiers and the policemen involved to create space for the stakeholder agencies to be able to apply themselves to ensure that the rule of law is applied. We know that in terms of encroachment, in terms of degradation of the environment, in terms of the illegal selling of trees, and of course, mining are against the law. And therefore, the operations today are aimed at ensuring that rule of law is applied.
From what we heard, some might be in the process of acquiring even license to operate. Did you look at who is being affected?
The point is that if it is wrong, it is wrong. Bottom line. If you want to acquire a license to operate, you don't operate illegally before you acquire the license. So you go get the license and then you come and operate. Before you get the license, all your operations are illegal. And therefore, we need people to understand that yes, they must follow the law, the rule of law must apply. And therefore, before you even get the law to be on your side, you don't have to do the wrong thing. That's what we are coming in, that we would have to help to make sure that the rule of law applies.
Director of Public Relations of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Imbawine Attington, the our correspondent George Asekere, who's with the team, says seven people were arrested, but six were later released.
The numbers were about 75 men from the Ghana Armed Forces, about 35 from the Ghana Police Service. Moving into smaller communities, and you can imagine how it will look like. And right from yesterday night, one of the places we just met a man. He said there was a man who was taking care of the equipment, including the calibration samples. And the first thing was to set all these things at least. That actually sent a signal that the men were there for us, and it has since continued to now.
So how many communities have you visited?
So far, four.
Earlier in the day, you were giving us some figures as to the number of people arrested. Can you update us on the number?
The number is seven, but then six of them have been released because they didn't know the charge to fair against them. Even though they were there, no exhibit illegal items to be found on them. But the one of them who was on there, they were still being held by the police and he is charged with them.
So far, we are talking about combating an action that has been going on for some time. We know some of these Galamsey operators also talk about the fact that they managed to get something from this one. Are they putting up any resistance?
Looking at the way they were armed, there was no way that people could have resisted.
Meanwhile, the Municipal Chief Executive of West Achim, George Mensah Falu, says steps have been taken to legalize the operations of Galamsey operators in the district.
The steps have been taken to legalize some of these operators because we are processing them through the Ordan District Office. So for some time now, I think we have worked ahead to mobilize some of them to register going through the process. Because as you are aware of the side effect of these Galamsey activities in the municipality.
We are talking about trying to legalize. That means there is a possibility that in the present action, some having legal status might be affected. Is that so?
As of now, in the West Achim, I'm not sure, but the only in the company, the Bookdown, which is far advanced and putting up their structures, and but they have not started operations. So to some extent, I think those on the ground are all illegal.
So what do you look out for if you want to legalize the operation of a Galamsey operator?
There's one the Mirror Commission has allowed and have a district office at Ordan, which is supervising the West Achim. That's where they pick the form from, they process it, and they bring a call up to our assembly, which we also endorse. And for some time about January, we start the process, registering them. There is some more scale miners in the municipality.
Municipal Chief Executive of West Achim, George Mensah Falu, talking to Kingsley Obinchere. The global environmental audit indicates that there's an upsurge in environmental degradation, wildfires, illegal mining, and destruction of wildlife, leading to loss of biodiversity. This was stated at a regional forum in Accra, organized by the Global Environmental Facility and Small Giants Program. The global manager of GES Small Giant Program, Delphine Ganafin, called for practical steps to reverse environmental degradation and depletion of natural resources to sustain the country's economic development. Iravna Paha reports.
The Global Environmental Facility, GEF Small Grants Program, SGP Regional Forum, is the first of its kind to be held in Ghana since its inception in 1992. It is an institution that helps to improve the global environmental issues, especially in developing countries. This is done through granting small loans to individuals and institutions to undertake projects that addresses environmental degradation. Mr. Delphine Ganapin said, as Ghana pursues economic growth, it is important to consider the significance of the country's natural environment for long-term success. He said, Ghana, as one of the oldest beneficiaries of the small grant program in Africa, must show the way by ensuring that its economic growth does not impact negatively on the natural resource. The Technical Assistant for Environment at the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology, Dr. Raymond Babanao, mentioned biofuel production, the energy efficient devices for homes undertaken by rural women in the Upper West region, and the community-based ecotourism as some laudable projects implemented under the program.
How to what extent these projects are going to generate environmental benefits, and then these NGOs are giving some money. It's not big money. It started in Ghana since 92, and there have been shiny examples of what this program has achieved. We have the Wabin Fiema Mocking Sanctuary program for the whole of Africa.
Yeah.
And so it is bringing people, the national coordinators of this SGP, together to deliberate on how best to streamline the operations of the small grant program so that it can be more efficient in generating environmental benefits, global environmental benefits, and how to upscale.
The UNDP country director, Camille Kamaluddin, said the Global Environmental Facility brings together 182 countries, international institutions, NGOs, and the private sector to address global environmental issues.
Iravna Paha reporting. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Veteran politician advocates balance between politics and productive work. Security forces collaborate to fight illegal mining. Chief Justice opens third court of appeal. Zambians vote in general elections today. Security crackdown on protesters continue in Yemen. And six Italian scientists face manslaughter charges. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Welcome back. The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Theodora Wood, has opened the nation's third court of appeal in the central regional capital, Cape Coast. The newly inaugurated court, which will sit for a week, once in every month, would serve both the central and western regions. Mrs. Theodora Wood noted that access to justice implies, among other things, that the citizens do not travel several kilometers to have their disputes resolved. She was confident that the establishment of the new court would reduce the travel time for litigants in the central and western regions who hitherto had to travel to Accra to have their appeals disposed of. She said available records indicate that a large number of cases are pending from the western and central regions in the Accra Court of Appeal, and this has necessitated the opening of one in the western corridor. She said with the discovery of crude oil in the western region and the ancillary businesses that have emerged, it was anticipated that the courts would witness an upsurge in the number of commercial land and labor cases. The Ghana Standard Sports says it has not relaxed its ban on the importation and sale of used underwear, handkerchiefs, mattresses and sanitary wear. The head of marketing and public relations of the board, Amponsa Bediakon, told Radio Ghana that the strategy adopted to stop the banned items is to block the point of entry so that with time, those in the system will be sold out. Market women at Odona in Accra are raising the red flag over alleged unfavorable conditions for business in the market. They want the president to intervene directly to address the situation. At the same time, the traders are threatening to demonstrate against the AMA chief executive and the Adabaka police over an alleged arson of the market early yesterday. An executive of the Market Women's Association, Gladys Ayi, told Radio Ghana that since they were forced out of the Novotel market to Odona, they have not known any peace. Radio Ghana's Georgette Cool and Linda Guji have been on a fact-finding tour of the market.
The Odona market at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle in Accra is associated with perennial challenges over how to get business booming to the satisfaction of traders who were forced to relocate from Novotel in Accra about 3 years ago. The city authorities too have been battling with a chronic difficulty to keep the traders at the market where business activity is at a perpetual low ebb. The market women also allege fraud over the allocation of shares. The latest conflict at the market was ignited by an alleged arson, which is under investigation. An executive member of the Market Women Association, Madame Gladys Ayi, also raised some concerns of the traders.
What is worrying me is that we didn't know what to say. Excuse me to say that. May you know that we have cat, dog, everything is there. So as soon as he wants to grace us to come to this Odona, we bring our everything. So if he was making allegations against us that we don't ask permission before we bring the Kombe, we have it at Novotel before we came here. So if he was saying that we don't have permission, I don't know, I'm not understand. Even though they make church here, it's very beautiful. People refuse to come, but we say that we like it, so we are here because we want a city to become a screen. And mayor, you know definitely what is going on. Then you can't call us. Always you make allegations against us. We too, we are Ghanaians. If he said that we should live here, we live here. We don't know anywhere we are going.
Georgette Cool and Linda Guji found that report. Prices of foodstuffs have gone up significantly, although inflation over the past 2 years dropped from 13.5 to around 8.41 in August. A 25 kilogram of long grain rice, which sold at 59 Ghana cedis last month, is now selling at 66 Ghana cedis. The price of beans and gari remained stable over the month. A margarine tin is going for between 70 pesos and 1 cedi, depending on the variety, and 1 cedi 30 pesos for gari. Maize recorded a marginal decrease from 1 cedi 50 pesos to 1 cedi 20 pesos. Vegetables and tubers also remained stable. 4 sizable tubers of yam, which were sold at 4 cedis 50 pesos, are still being sold at the same price. The traders from Salaga and Ketekrachi, where most foodstuffs come from, said the prices are moderate due to the bumper harvest for this farming season. Livestock and frozen meat have also seen slight increment. Imported fowl, which was sold at 12 cedis, is now being sold at 13 cedis, whilst local poultry went for 15 cedis in August, but shot up to 17 cedis this month. Traders say the prices will go up as the festive season draws closer. The MP from Kwanta South and Majority Chief Whip Gershon Gbediame has assured people in his constituency and those in the Kwanta East constituency that the road leading to the place has been awarded on contract. Is that government is ready to improve the living conditions of people in the area and will do everything possible to ensure that the road is motorable to enable them to transport their goods to the urban centers for sale.
The current station, which is a portion of the Eastern Corridor Road, from the third portion, that is which ends at Dodo Pepesu in the KJB district, right down to Nkwanta in my constituency and to Paza in the Nkwanta North constituency, to Bimbla and up to Yendi, that portion is not tagged. Around this time of the year, new yams come out and farmers want to take advantage of the high price of the new yams. Therefore, they load trucks of these yams to Abubulisi and Konkom market.
What has it taken the government so long a time?
It's not that it has taken the government too long a time. We made all efforts as far back as 2000 to give that portion of the road for tarring by the waste and fitter on pre-finance basis. However, when we lost off in 2000 elections, that agreement never worked because the previous administration that entered into that agreement. So we were told by the new administration that they were going to take loan to fix that road. However, the facility they contracted was only able to do the portion between Jinji and Dodo Pepesu, which is about some 34 kilometers, leaving the rest from Pepesu all the way to Nkwanta, to Paza, Damanku, Bimbla, and beyond.
MP from Kwanta South and Majority Chief Whip Gershon Gbediame. The foreign segment comes after this.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. Thousands of policemen have been deployed in Zambia to prevent violence in today's fiercely contested elections. Police Chief Francis Kabundi says he's ordered his officers to arrest anyone carrying axes, machetes and other weapons. He said the 2008 election was marred by rioting as opposition leader Michael Sata rejected President Rupiah Banda's victory by 2 percentage points. Mr. Kabundi said since the two are again contesting in today's polls, measures should be in place for an incident-free election. Reports say about 5.2 million people have registered to vote in the presidential, parliamentary and local elections, recording the highest number of voters ever. 6 Italian scientists and a former government official are due to go on trial for manslaughter over the 2009 earthquake in L'Aquila. The 6.3 magnitude quake killed more than 300 people and left many homeless. Prosecutors allege that the defendants gave a falsely reassuring statement before the earthquake after studying hundreds of tremors that hit the city. The defense argues that there is no way to predict major earthquakes even in a seismically active area. The case has attracted the attention of the scientific community. Following this, more than 5,000 scientists have signed an open letter to the Italian president in support of the defendants. Security forces in Yemen have killed more than 50 people in 2 days of violence against anti-government protesters. Witnesses say snipers in Sana'a fired from rooftops at a protester camp, killing bystanders including a child, while government forces also shelled areas held by troops loyal to the protesters. The opposition has promised to carry on its campaign to oust President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who's ruled the country since 1978 and is currently in Saudi Arabia recovering from a bomb attack in June. The opposition said it believes the government is deliberately orchestrating the violence to derail any chance of agreement. Jennifer Adulabi comes in with the editorial.
The Daily Graphic discusses efforts to purge the judiciary of corruption. The paper says the judiciary has enormous powers to alter the destiny of this nation. It is in this light that the Graphic believes the judiciary is accorded a number of privileges, such as charging their salaries on the consolidated fund, guaranteeing their security of tenure and freedom from interference. The paper says these privileges place a responsibility on the judiciary to dispense justice freely, fairly and impartially without fear of favor, ill will or affection. The Graphic believes when the judiciary fails to do this, the life of ordinary citizens, rule of law, peace and stability of the state could be put in jeopardy. It is for this reason that the paper considers as refreshing comments by the president of the Ghana Bar Association, Frank Beecham, and the Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Theodora Root, at the opening of the annual general meeting of the Ghana Bar Association in Cape Coast. Mr. Beecham is reported to have decried allegations and perceptions of corruption in the judiciary and declared war against judicial corruption. The paper says this points to the conscious awakening among the major stakeholders to the canker of judicial corruption, which hitherto was a taboo subject in view of the fact that some 4 prominent lawyers were debarred for insinuating corruption in the judiciary. And that ends editorial of the Daily Graphic.
Now to end the news, the main points again. An economist and former chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, J.H. Mensah, has bemoaned the extent of time spent on politics at the expense of productive work. Polls have opened in Zambia for what has been described as a fiercely contested election between incumbent President Rupiah Banda and opposition leader Michael Sata, and 6 Italian scientists and a former government official are facing trial for manslaughter over the 2009 earthquake in L'Aquila. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.